wish I could get new stuff all the time. Then the other kids would think I'm cool and important.
Who cares what the other kids think of you? What's important is that you know what God thinks of you. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Let's get started. Maybe you have friends that come to school in brand new clothes or wear the latest shoes or even get all the latest video game stuff. You think that if you had all those things too, it would make your life great and that people would really like you. Don't be fooled, though. It's not what other people think of you that's important. It's what God thinks about you. Listen to what he says in the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10. In the past, you were not a special people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now God has given you his mercy. Our story today is called The Right Tool for the Job. Dad, my glasses broke, Levi said. Let me see, said Dad. It looks like a screw needs tightening. I think I can fix them. I wish I could get new glasses like Justin's, Levi said. He got these cool wraparound glasses at the mall. He's always getting new things, and kids crowd around him to see his new stuff. With glasses like that, I'd be important just like Justin. Let's take your glasses out to the workshop and see what we can do, said Dad. He set Levi's glasses on his workbench and reached for his toolbox. For an important job like this, I use my best tools. Dad lifted out a tray of screwdrivers, all of them in good condition. Dad was a carpenter, and he took good care of his tools. He pushed the tray toward Levi. Which one should we use? Dad asked. Levi looked through the tray of short, long, wide, and narrow screwdrivers. None of them were the right size for the tiny screw. None of these will work, Levi said. Are you sure? Asked Dad. These are my very best tools. But they aren't the right ones for the job, said Levi. You're right, said Dad. He pulled a tiny screwdriver out of a drawer and used it to tighten the small screw. Getting new stuff to make us feel important is like using the wrong tool for the job. New stuff gets old and breaks, or someone else gets something better or more exciting than what we have. We may even find other people just think our stuff is important and not us. The only tool that can keep us feeling loved and important is receiving Jesus' gift of salvation and embracing our identity in him. His gift makes us God's children, and that's a gift that will never break or wear out. Nothing better will ever come along. We're always loved and important to him. Dad handed Levi the repaired glasses, and Levi put them on. Thanks, Dad, he said. I can see much better now, and I see I'm important to Jesus. No new stuff needed. So how about you? Do you wish you had cool stuff so other people would notice you? Having something that others want may make us feel important for a time, but that feeling lasts only until something new comes along. Nothing compares to knowing Jesus, and you don't need anything new to get his attention. Being his child makes you important to him, and his love and acceptance of you will last forever. Our key verse today is Philippians 3, verse 8. All things are worth nothing compared with the greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. And our key thought today, you are important to Jesus. Hey, Mom and Dad, you know, it's easier than ever to get the Keys for Kids stories delivered right to you every day. All you got to do is check your email. Just sign up at keysforkids.org/subscribe. It's a super easy way to share the stories with your kids or pass them on to friends and family. Once again, that's keysforkids.org/subscribe. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.